This is a silent prayer. Amen. In the name of our Lord Jesus Christ, we commence our family altar. Let us all arise. Let us all be seated. Let us all sing hymn 66. Sing hymn 66. Lord, my soul will be for Thee, fearless, blameless, here I'll stay. Lord, I'm trusting in only Thee, lead me in Thy heavenly way. He will guide me and care for me, lead me onward to His sweet peace. Lord, I'll watch and wait for Thee. In my sorrow, comfort me. Lord, I pray Thy truth reveal. Guide me to the path above. Thou, my Savior and man, my God, show Thy mercy and Thy love. He will guide me and care for me, lead me onward to His sweet peace. Lord, I'll watch and wait for Thee. In my sorrow, comfort me. Lord, my life was filled with sin. Now at last I seek Thy grace. Oh, remember not man my past, and this sinner ne'er forsake. He will guide me and care for me, lead me onward to His sweet peace. Lord, I'll watch and wait for Thee. In my sorrow, comfort me. Lord, most gracious, most divine, teach me now Thy righteousness, that this Lordship will down and guide, and with meekness will Thou bless. He will guide me and care for me, lead me onward to His sweet peace. Lord, I'll watch and wait for Thee. In my sorrow, comfort me. We give thanks to our Lord Jesus Christ. So for this evening's family altar, we shall read Psalms 49. Psalms 49. Psalms 49. Let's see verse 1. Psalms 49 verse 1. Hear this, all peoples, give ear, all inhabitants of the world, both low and high, rich and poor altogether. 3. My mouth shall speak wisdom, the meditation of my heart shall be understanding. I will incline my ear to a proverb, I will solve my riddle to the music of the lyre. Verse 5. Why should I fear in times of trouble, when the iniquity of those who cheat me surrounds me? 6. Those who trust in their wealth and boast of the abundance of their riches, truly no man can ransom another or give to God the price of his life. Verse 8. For the ransom of their life is costly and can never suffice. 9. That he should live on forever and never see the pit. For he sees that even the wise die, the fool and the stupid alike must perish and leave their wealth to others. Their graves are their homes forever, their dwelling places to all generations, though they call lands by their own names. Verse 12, man in his pomp will not remain. He is like the beasts that perish. This is the path of those who have foolish confidence, yet after them people approve of their boasts. Verse 14, like sheep they are appointed for sheol. Death shall be their shepherd, and the upright shall rule over them in the morning. Their form shall be consumed in sheol, with no place to dwell. Verse 15, but God will ransom my soul from the power of sheol, for he will receive me. Be not afraid when a man becomes rich, when the glory of his house increases. For when he dies, he will carry nothing away. His glory will not go down after him. For though while he lives, he counts himself blessed, and though you get praise when you do well for yourself. Verse 19. His soul will go down to the generation of his fathers, who will never again see light. Verse 20. Man in his pomp, yet without understanding, is like the beasts that perish. So Psalms 49 here, the superscript here mentions that it is to the choir master, and it was a psalm to the songs of Korah. So this psalm begins by saying, hear this, all peoples, give ear, all inhabitants of the world. So here we can see that with all peoples of the world, whether they are rich or poor, they must give ear and listen to this. Where in verse 1 and verse 2, both low and high, rich and poor, they are to listen. Meaning to say, not only just to listen, but to give ear to what is to be spoken. So it means to tell us that what he wants to say is very important. Then in verse 3, my mouth shall speak wisdom, the meditation of my heart shall be understanding. So we can see here says wisdom and understanding that he shall speak of all this. So this tells us that these two statements are very important, especially to our life today. And he tells us that we must take note of the seven things, or rather in our lives, what are the seven no's. So we shall see the first one. So we see verse 5. Why should I fear in times of trouble when the iniquity of those who cheat me surrounds me? So here it tells us in our life we will face a lot of trouble. And sometimes all this trouble is enable us to be fearful. But it also tells us that we are not able to escape from all this. Because some of these troubles are man-made troubles. Therefore, today, we all the more should rely upon the grace of God to be able to overcome them. For example, when we face the fire, that it is because of an evil man or a wrongdoer who has done this. Therefore, in our life today, even though we have to face with trouble, but because our Lord is with us, therefore, we are able to emerge victorious or to overcome them. Just as what Jesus has mentioned in John chapter 16 verse 33. John 16 verse 33. I have said these things to you that in me you may have peace. In the world you will have tribulation, but take heart, I have overcome the world. Secondly, what is the second no of our life? Let's see verse 6 and 7. Those who trust in their wealth and boast of the abundance of their riches. Truly, no man can ransom another or give to God the price of his life. So here it tells us that, of course, we know that money has a lot of benefits, but it is not the most complete or the most perfect. For some people will say, yes, you can buy with money, we can buy insurance, but yet we cannot buy our peace. We are not able to buy, we can buy life, we can buy a lot of vitamins, but we cannot buy health. We can buy a lot of life products, but it cannot buy good health. You can buy a high position in education, but you're not able to buy knowledge. So these are actually facts of our life. Therefore, only Jesus has this grace of the Lord. Only Jesus is filled with grace and truth. Then this is indeed true grace and true blessings. The third one, what is it? Let's see verse 6 to 9. Psalms 49 from verses 6 to 9. So just now we have already seen verse 6 to 7. Now we continue to see verses 8 and 9. For the ransom of their life is costly and can never suffice, that he should live on forever and never see the pit. So salvation too, we cannot buy with money. That this is something that is given to us by our Lord freely unto us. Therefore today salvation has been given to us. We cannot purchase this with money. Then we can continue to see verses 10 to 12 concerning the fourth point. Psalms 49 verses 10 to 12. For he sees that even the wise die, the fool and the stupid alike must perish and leave their wealth to others. Their graves are their homes forever, their dwelling places to all generations, though they are called lands by their own names. Man in his pomp will not remain. He is like the beast that perish. So again here, it tells us about death, that we are not able to escape from it, and we will also one day will perish. Whether we are smart or not, all of us will have the same consequence of life, that is one day we have to leave this world. Therefore, death is something that we are not able to avoid ourselves from facing. Then we continue to see the next one, that is in verse 14. Like sheep they are appointed for shearing, death shall be their shepherd, and the upright shall rule over them in the morning. Their form shall be consumed in Sheol with no place to dwell. So here it tells us even beauty too will not be able to last forever. As we all know, many people will want to look good, look well, look beautiful, but all these things will not be able to last, because these things are only temporary. For what we see in this world, which are temporary, one day will also pass by. Then let's see point number six, from verses 16 to 19. Psalms 49 from verses 16 to 19. Be not afraid when a man becomes rich, when the glory of his house increases. For when he dies, he will carry nothing away. His glory will not go down after him. For though while he lives, he counts himself blessed, and though you get praise when you do well for yourself. Verse 19. His soul will go to the generation of his fathers, who will never again see light. So here it tells us concerning the facts of our life, that we know that this riches, as the Chinese saying, that it will not be able to even go through three generations. That even then, in this world, we know that all these things one day will be able to pass by very quickly. Just as what is mentioned in the book of James. Let's turn to James chapter 4. James chapter 4. So this is the reality of life that Elder James has mentioned to us. Let's turn to James chapter 4. James chapter 4 from verses 13 to 15. James chapter 4 verses 13 to 15. Come now you who say, today or tomorrow we will go into such and such a town and spend a year there and trade and make a profit. Yet you do not know what tomorrow will bring. What is your life? For you are a mist that appears for a little time and then vanishes. Verse 15. Instead, you ought to say, if the Lord wills, we will live and do this or do that. So here, Elder James mentioned concerning a reality in our life. Even though this man, yes, we do not deny planning is important, that today or tomorrow, this we will plan to do this or to do that in our lives, but we do not know actually what will happen to our life tomorrow. What will happen to us in the next hour, in the next minute, in the next second, we do not know. Therefore, James here tells us, what is your life? For you are a mist that appears for a little while and then vanishes. So life is indeed short. So verse 15, instead we ought to say, if the Lord wills, we will be able to do this, we will live and do this or do that. So without the Lord, we are not able to achieve anything. Just as in Psalms 127 verse 1. Unless the Lord builds the house, those who build it labor in vain. Unless the Lord watches over the city, the watchman stays awake in vain. So here it tells us, if the Lord does not permit, this thing can never happen or that thing cannot be accomplished. Therefore, dear brothers and sisters, even though in our life today, we came into this world empty-handed, therefore when we leave this world, as is mentioned in Psalms 49 verse 17, when one leaves this world, he will also carry nothing. And even whatever he has gained in this world, whatever glory that he has had, will not be able to be brought together with him. So this is telling us that we cannot expect too much of the riches of this world. We should not be afraid when man becomes rich or when the glory of his house increases. Because we carry into this world nothing, we shall also leave this world empty-handed as well. And then lastly, let's see verse 20. Let's turn back to Psalms 49 verse 20. Man in his pomp, yet without understanding, is like the beast that perishes. So it's again a repetition of what is mentioned in verse 12. Meaning to say, when one reaches his height of his success or achievement, very easily they will forget. So we can also have seen the example of King David, when at that time when he was peaceful, when everything was successful. So that is why that is the time that his spirituality started to lax, and that was also the beginning of the time that he started to sin against the Lord God. So this is actually a good warning for us today that we should not be complacent or to allow our spirituality to fall into a sleep. So all the more we need to be vigilant in our life. Therefore, dear brothers and sisters, so after we have read through this Psalms 49, indeed we are able to see that what are the teachings of life that we should have. That is, we must be able to know that our help is in the Lord God, and we should all the more fear the Lord God in our lives and not to sin against him. And now we shall reserve our time for our prayer. So in our prayer, we continue to ask our Lord Jesus to guide and lead us, especially in this period of time. And we also pray for brothers and sisters. We also pray for the church as well as we pray for one another. So we shall reserve some time for our prayer. Let's all now, in the name of our Lord Jesus Christ, kneel down to pray. In the name of our Lord Jesus Christ, we pray. Alleluia. Or Let us recite the Lord's Prayer. Our Father in heaven, hallowed be your name. Your kingdom come, your will be done on earth as it is in heaven. Give us this day our daily bread, And forgive us our debts as we forgive our debtors. And do not lead us into temptation, but deliver us from the evil one. For yours is the kingdom and the power and the glory forever. Amen. Our family altar shall end this evening. All glory to God. God bless all of you.